USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In effect, this is a wartime level of investment into our nation.
That's Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, the Republicans saying the Senate and the Trump administration and Democrats have reached a deal for a $2 trillion coronavirus economic stimulus package.
The men and women of the greatest country on earth are going to defeat this coronavirus.
The agreement coming after five straight days of intense negotiations on the bill to provide relief for businesses and laid off workers. Democrats had been complaining that the initial bill did not provide enough assistance for American workers. Presidential candidate Bernie Sanders has been quiet about his campaign plans for days now, but the Vermont senator says he is looking forward to taking part in a Democratic debate with Joe Biden this April. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I do high school ball. I umpire softball and baseball, so I'm very busy and very active, and the main thing I've noticed since I started Balance of Nature is when I do these baseball, softball tournaments, I don't deal with cramps anymore, which has really been a big deal, because I used to be basically after 2 days of a tournament, I would be bound up with cramping a good bit of the next day, and now I don't deal with it at all, so that's a real good thing.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
In the face of the coronavirus pandemic, President Trump says he's still hoping that America can get back to normal within the next few weeks. But a top federal health official says that might not be possible.
Dr. Anthony Fauci with the National Institute of Health is now urging caution after President Trump said he'd like the U.S. to be open for business again by Easter.
We just had a conversation with the president in the Oval Office talking about, you know, you can look at a date, but you've got to be very flexible. And on a literally day-by-day and week-by-week basis, you need to evaluate the feasibility of what you're trying to do.
He says it appears the New York metro area is the U.S. epicenter for the novel coronavirus.
What we're seeing now is that, understandably, people want to get out of New York. It's disturbing. About 1 per 1,000 of these individuals are infected.
That report from USA Radio is Wendy King, and this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Bay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Another well-known person now suffering from coronavirus, Prince Charles, has tested positive for it. It makes him the first member of the British royal family to come down with that virus. He's said to be doing okay in self-isolation at his home in Scotland. A judge is denying Michael Cohen's request for a reduced or modified prison sentence because of the pandemic. President Trump's former personal attorney did ask a court to allow him to serve his sentence from home. Out of concerns about the virus, Cohen's request coming as some jails are releasing prisoners to avoid the spread of it. Judge William Pauley III, though, said it was another attempt to get Cohen into the news, and it wasn't taken seriously, so again, Cohen will stay behind bars. All NFL training facilities are to close tonight. Commissioner Roger Goodell sending a memo to all 32 teams, and he says they must close by 6 p.m. Eastern Time with just a few exceptions. The shutdown will last at least until April 8th, when Goodell says the league will determine, with the help of medical and health experts, if it's safe to reopen those camps. Goodell says this will ensure that all teams operate on a level playing field and that the league acts responsibly in the face of the coronavirus outbreak. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.